Well, a troupe of New York-based musicians will be in East Lansing later this week, playing some of the most renowned classical music ever. They're the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Thursday's concert at Wharton is nothing but music by Johann Sebastian Bach, specifically all six of his Brandenburg concertos. To learn more about how the Chamber Music Society will tackle these landmark works, Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with violist Paul Neubauer and spoke first with Paul about why the six Brandenburgs are so frequently played out of order.
Well, we've been playing the Brandenburg concertos for, I would guess, decades at the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. And, of course, all the world people play the Brandenburg concertos. They're some of the most popular works for small ensembles. I've played in programs with every different combination of orders of these concertos, and it was never written by Bach what order he wanted these concertos to be played, except that they're numbered 1 through 6. So I have played them exactly in that order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but just as often there are different combinations that can be done, and it's hard to say that there's an exact good order. Part of it is just a logistical question, because the first concerto is the largest ensemble. So usually that's the piece that will start off the program, because you can set it up right at the beginning, and then everything falls into place after that. But the exact order that comes after that is up to debate, and I think at the Chamber Music Society, I think pretty much every year they try a different order, not just the fact that they're searching for the perfect order, which does not exist, but also it shows the different concertos in different ways when they're placed next to a different ordered concerto, if you know what I mean. So just that variety for the people who come and hear the Brandenburgs every year, they're going to perhaps see and hear it in a different way when one concerto, let's say the third concerto, is followed by the fifth, as opposed to followed by the fourth concerto. So there's no perfect answer for this, but all I can say is that all the concertos are spectacular, so you can't go wrong with any order.
Now that is a very diplomatic answer. I like it.
Thank you. Well, you know, actually, I sort of like ending with the six, because it's hard to say, but, you know, they're all different. They all have a different feel. So it's hard to say which is the best. So I guess you perhaps would want to end the first half or second half in a glorious way, but they all end in a glorious way. So there's your problem.
We're speaking with Paul Neubauer, violist with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, about their upcoming performance of Bach's Six Brandenburg Concerti at the Wharton Center in East Lansing this Thursday. Neubauer has an extensive resume and was previously principal viola with the New York Philharmonic. He still teaches at the famed Juilliard School and Manus College in New York City. In fact, for this concert in East Lansing, Neubauer will be joined by one of his former viola students, Brian Chen.
Well, I play pretty rarely with Brian Chen, but I have wonderful memories of when he was working with me in his student days. And over the years, every few years, it seems like we have an occasion to work together. So it's a lot of fun to, you know, see someone, how they've progressed over the years. And as a matter of fact, he's using a viola of mine all these years. Lent him a viola, so I always enjoy seeing my viola again. And so that will be fun. But truth be told, there are three violas, because in the third Brandenburg Concerto, we have three violas. And even though there may only be two listed, one of the violinists, Daniel Phillips, will be playing the viola part in the Brandenburg Third Concerto. So lest anyone think we're shortchanging the Bach Brandenburg Concerto number 3 by having two violas, don't worry, we will have three violas out there.
Now, Paul, when it comes to organizing concerts with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, who makes those decisions about repertoire, both for the home-based concerts in Manhattan and for when you visit the road, you know, venues like the Wharton Center?
The artistic directors are David Finkel and Wu Han, and they have this very large pool of musicians that they search through the schedules of these musicians, and they find the perfect players that they think are going to represent these composers in the best way. And hopefully it all comes together and then we come to Michigan and play. But it's really up to the music directors to figure out the personnel and the programs.
Overall, one of the more fascinating things about the history of the Brandenburgs that the Chamber Music Society will play is that they sat unplayed in a drawer for nearly 150 years. Now, do you think that that helps play into part of the allure of these works by Bach?
Somehow these concertos, perhaps because of their unique configurations, have turned into this must-hear, must-see thing that I think Bach would be very surprised today that all these years later, these concertos that he just happened to write are so popular. I'm sure he'd be very pleased, but that's the way it turned out. And it's quite something that, you know, it's sort of our nutcracker, so to speak, that in New York City we have been playing these Brandenburgs every year for so many years, and this particular year we're going all over the country doing them. So I'm thinking that maybe from now on, all of December we'll just be playing Brandenburg concertos from now on. But it wouldn't be such a bad thing. This is such glorious music. I mean, you could do a lot worse, let me tell you.
We've been speaking with violist Paul Neubauer, member of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, about their upcoming visit Thursday night to the Wharton Center. And they'll be performing Bach's 6 Brandenburg Concertos. Tickets are available at whartoncenter.com, and more information about the musicians can be found online at chambermusicsociety.org. Paul, it's been wonderful speaking with you.
Okay, great pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.